Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, Felix and the gang are bulk mail haulers, taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, so you get your letters and checks and all that stuff delivered to you today. Suicide jockeys, too, hauling the gas and the diesel out there. That would be Mr. Tom Terrific and his crew out there. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. At Captain's America is the way you find us there. We're also on Truth Social at Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got all these dot-coms and commas and whatever in here, right? All right, let's talk a little bit about Beto O'Rourke and his relationship to the scheme of things here. He went to Uvalde a couple of days ago and got up there in the face of the governor and just made an absolute ass out of himself. And I've yet to run into anybody, including Democrats, that said what he did was a good thing, considering the circumstances. He should have stayed away and done whatever he did from afar.
Except CNN was all on his side.
Well, where are they going?
Well, just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. So now... go ahead.
I mean, we're going to have this gun debate again and Second Amendment debate again, and it's going to go into hyperspeed. Now you've got a handful of senators on both sides coming together from both sides of the aisle to talk about, you know, some kind of legislation, some kind of proposal, some kind of this, some kind of that. But let's also remember, too, it was just recently that the Ninth Circuit, the most liberal court that we have, they actually struck down with their decisions about having it be 21 before you can buy a weapon. And they struck that down. So that whole notion is not going to go anywhere, that if you can't buy a beer until you're 21, then you can't buy a gun. Well, that didn't work out. Even the Ninth Circuit struck that one down.
So, correct.
And if you want to put even more restrictions on Second Amendment that are already there, just consider what we have today. In that school, they were supposed to wait for those first responders. Mm-hmm. Why and how did that work out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we're finding out that, you know, nobody did anything for like an hour. So there's your first response. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
If there had been, you know, citizens that were armed, could they have, you know, taken down this guy? Obviously somebody saw him, and we see him on camera with a weapon going into the building.
Yeah, there was at least one person that saw him go in the building and stood right there by the door, not very far away, watching. Yep.
So, I mean, there's some other questions that need to be put out there to kind of, you know, change this argument. I mean, first responders, you're responding. You're, and that response could take an awful long time. Crime is so bad across this country that you call 911 and you're hard pressed to have any officer show up unless there are shots fired.
Right.
Unless there are shots fired.
Correct.
Well, when the shots are fired, how long is it going to take them to get there? Why? Because now we've essentially neutralized law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
But then when and when I say that, how many police departments across the country are way, way, way understaffed?
All of them.
Pretty much, except for Florida.
Right.
North Dakota, I think. But you see what I'm saying? We're in a bad place here. But again, the 800-pound gorilla in the room here is, you know, a mental crisis with people. And I don't think that we have even begun to see the consequences, especially coming out of all things COVID and lockdown, the anger and the mental meltdown that people are having.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take stuff. They can't process stuff. They're stressed out. They're on drugs.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We're coming up on
manifestos.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break here. And caller, if you can hang on, and we'll get right to you when we come back from the break. Otherwise, call us back after this break we're taking. But I'll get right to you here in a second. Might know if you want to hold. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're here with Denise Simon, and we'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you might have in the front yard or backyard? Now, they can even help you with your homeowners, renters, and condo insurance, because if you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile policy, you will save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or go to your local agents and find out what they can do for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got our friend Laredo up in Georgia sitting in his truck probably getting ready to go. And Laredo, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. I hope you admit to be sorry well.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The Democrats have got this whole thing all backwards. They're looking at trying to take people's guns away. What they need to be doing is loosening up the laws and let everybody of legal age and of legal liability carry a weapon, because then the idiots out there with the guns who want to do these things would understand they're not the only ones with a gun.
Right.
My daughter's husband killed her 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Had she had a gun, she could have stopped him before he killed her.
Right. Now, Georgia is an open carry state, is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm not real sure on all that. I carry mine anyway. I mean, anybody says anything to me, I just tell them I got the Constitution Bill of Rights on my side, and I've never had anyone pointing that out to them. I've never had anybody say anything else about it.
Okay, but I don't hear about a lot of trouble up in Georgia.
Yeah, they they, from what I understand, the governor was supposed to just pass a law saying that you could carry a concealed weapon, but I'm not 100% on the open carry.
All right. Okay. Where are you headed tonight, Laredo?
I'm going back up to Lapahoe, Georgia.
All right. Well, you drive
safe. It'll be the spot the road up there.
You drive safe, my friend, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey, God bless y'all, brother. I hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Amen, brother.
You too. Thank you. You too.
Okay, that's our buddy Laredo. And he's always a pleasure to listen to him. He's always got some great things to talk about. Listens to us on our Valdosta station. Now, going to what he's talking about there, and by the way, I came from a rural area in upstate New York many years ago, and we had people there that had guns. And they were legal at the time in schools. As a matter of fact, we had what was called a secretary. When you'd walk in the door, there'd be like a counter, kind of like a grocery store. You'd walk in the door to go into school, and you'd have to stop there and sign in and all that stuff. She had a sawed-off shotgun underneath that counter. And that was before anybody knew about guns, and we never had any trouble.
You know, back in... my day in high school, the boys are driving pickup trucks with the windows down.
With a gun in the back.
Every one of them had a gun rack with at least two long guns.
Yep, exactly.
With the windows down, parked in the school parking lot.
Yep, exactly. I remember those days. Yep. And now they're scared to death. Oh, my God, it's a redneck.
Okay. So let's talk about that, because I brought up the only gangs I knew going to school was Spanky and our gang.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, these boys were, you know, putting their guns and their guns rack in the rear window of their pickup trucks, never even locked the truck. They had the windows down on school property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back to the 70s,
yep.
60s. And look at all the things that, you know, we experienced and didn't have then that we have now. And what's the difference?
Right.
Well, I would say that we've lost more and more freedoms, and we have to have more law enforcement.
Yep.
We've got more crime.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got all these people with these mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
We got everybody's on drugs, it just seems like. Everybody. I mean, if you remember the show Live PD?
I do.
Pretty much every single stop that was made, there were drugs involved. Pretty much every single one of them.
Yep.
We didn't have that issue back in the 60s and 70s. Not that they didn't have them. I mean, there were drugs, but it was not so... You see what I'm saying? I mean, we're having a colossal meltdown here, a collapse of civil society.
Do you know anybody that goes to the VA?
No, I don't.
Well, if you run across somebody who goes to the VA, ask them if they're being prescribed a lot of medication.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because they're coming
That's
out of there with...
Be...
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what...
yep. They're coming out of there with 4 and 5 bottles of pills.
Well, that's not just exclusive to the VA.
I know, but that's the example I'm using at the moment. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And again, you know, these hallucinogenics or whatever it is they're taking to make them calm down or this, that, and the other, whatever it is. I mean, come on. I mean, a little common sense has to enter into the works here. There's a way to calm yourself down without having to take a bunch of pills to do it.
You know, we have some issues here. I mean, I even remember going through school and worrying, not that I had to worry, but you always wondered if you were going to get promoted to the next grade.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
I do.
Until you got your final report card?
Because you had to take a test. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, now everybody gets promoted.
Yep.
Well, what happens? You become a senior in high school, and you can't read at the sixth grade level. You can't do sixth grade math.
That's right.
I mean, we pay government officials, the state, federal, local level, to get things right. And we're not getting things right. We're collapsing on all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that put people? People need structure. and good structure, I would argue. But mostly kids do. They need to know what the rules are. But there are rules out there that are not being enforced. So then it's like, who cares?
Right.
I mean, one of the biggest collapses we have is the juvenile justice system.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about all of this, and we're raising some pretty good points here, we had what was called a Regents Diploma, where you graduated with a Regents Diploma. That got you into the colleges. You pretty much had to have a Regents Diploma to get into a college. And if you didn't, you got a regular general high school diploma, which might get you into a trade school, but would not get you into any serious college anywhere along the line. And I don't think they're doing that anymore, but I think they need to go back to something like that.
Look, we can't even, now schools out there are taking away acceleration classes because it makes the other students feel badly. If you can, you know, do college prep classes or, you know, everybody gets a trophy, everybody passes. And then, if for nothing else, just look at the curriculum itself. We're not teaching basic fundamentals on economics. We're not teaching music and fine arts. We don't even have PE classes anymore. We just have recess from time to time.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 days a week. We're not teaching home economics. Remember that? You how to sew and how to run a household. We're not teaching, you know, mechanics or construction or building or woodworking, you know, how to deal with a car. How many kids are graduating? They don't even know how to check the oil in their vehicle. We're on electric vehicles. Never mind.
We are doing that, but you have to transfer and go into the tech schools, they call them, Manatee Tech.
Well, but that's the whole point. That shouldn't be the case.
Nope, you're right. It shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. Because it was all included in school. Like we had the FFA, the Future Farmers, and did a lot of that. And they had
nicely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wait, matter of fact.
So, I mean.
Go ahead.
If you could literally compare life in America outside of the whole Haight-Ashbury Vietnam thing, set all that aside, in the 60s and 70s, and compare what was going on then as to what's going on now, and determine what life was like and why, there's your bigger discussion that needs to happen, a bigger debate.
All righty. I will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition, and we'll be talking a lot about Memorial Day and what it means to everybody, and maybe you can bring up to date on something you want to talk about that away. But don't go anywhere. We're coming right back, folks. And Denise, I'll talk to you later. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We appreciate her very much being on the program, and we appreciate you folks tuning in. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Families are still reeling from a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday that left 19 children and two adults dead. Victor Escalone from the Texas Department of Public Safety provided an update outside the Robb Elementary School and said the investigation is still ongoing and it might take a while for them to get to the bottom of what really happened.
We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days.
That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information.
Escalon says the suspect shot his grandmother in the face before driving to the school and killing everyone in a single classroom. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing back against a call to arm teachers to prevent another massacre like the one that happened in Uvalde. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the program. And, of course, we have a lot of veterans that like to listen to this segment of the program. And I want to thank people yesterday for tuning in, chiming in about the interview that we did with the Admiral and with Annie, our yoga girl. And we really appreciated all the great comments we heard. Now, you want to remember that this portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo was in studio yesterday. He got quite a few calls after he won, he told me, over there at the school. So you got some of your questions answered over there, and that's good. That's what he's there for. I'm going to give you the number again here in a minute. But they have two campuses where they will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is right here in Clearwater, Florida. And it's the oldest campus, and it's the biggest campus. And then the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. And you can take the tour at either one of the campuses. You can either go to one and look at it, or you can go to both to look at them. No problem. They'll do whatever you want to do in that respect. Now, the phone number to call to set up an appointment, ask to take an appointment, is 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, the website is naa.edu, naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, take a look at all the different things they have to offer. Pick one of the campuses you want to go visit. Call them up at 800-659-2080. And then you can go ahead and make your decision. Now, this is a school It's a trade school. You're learning how to become an aviation maintenance tech. You're learning how to repair aircraft. You're learning a job that not everybody can do that will keep you in demand for the rest of your years of work. You will always have a job somewhere on aircraft around the world. Always. Because this is a job that you could take, and you could be in France, you could be in Germany, you could be in Timbuktu, you could be in South Florida, you could be in London, England, wherever you want to go. And believe me, when you get to some of the places overseas, you're talking a six-figure salary plus a little bump up for expenses. That's what you're talking. Here in the United States, you're talking around $60,000, which still isn't bad. Say you come out of high school and you take that course and you become an aviation maintenance tech, you're making 60 grand a year. Where are you going to do that? Coming out of college, I highly doubt it. A lot of people coming out of college are going to be teachers, and they're going to wind up with $35,000, $40,000 a year. So you're already ahead of the game. But that's where you get to use your God-given skills and your hands and your brain. And it's something when you can watch what you've worked on take off in the air with people on board. Gives you quite a feeling of accomplishment. Okay. Machinist mates fireman Connor Owens, who died on December 11th in Newport News, Virginia, his family needs to know more about what happened. You see, he was the junior sailor on the USS George Washington that died that day. And his loved ones are waiting for answers that they still have not gotten. Now, to me, you would think they would have some sort of an idea, but they haven't said a word to the family yet. So hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later. Now, something else that is really mind-boggling. The Army Secretary, Christine Wormuth, has said, to recruit the Generation Z generation, the Army has to clearly and publicly show the effort they're making to address the sexual harassment, assault, and suicide problems that's being highly broadcast around. Her words, not mine. Well, we'll see what they do and how they do it. I just don't know what they're going to do, because, again, if that's scaring you, then maybe you shouldn't be going very far away from home to begin with. It sounds like you got a little problem there of sorts. Now, the U.S. defense and aerospace firms are asking Congress for a defense budget for 2023 that exceeds inflation by 3 to 5% and challenge lawmakers to pass the annual defense bills by September 30th of this year. Now, that would be a monumental accomplishment if they could do that. Wow. By the way, a congressional panel, has unveiled 9 Army base name recommendations. We'll see how that works out as far as the names. They're trying to get rid of anything that's Confederate or anything that's distasteful according to the modern woke technology. The Marine Corps, by the way, is prioritizing a program that links active Marines with reserve slots. This could be interesting. The Marines must be a Tier 1 or Tier 2 Marine, a viable candidate for reenlistment. And they need to submit their reserve affiliation choices as of 120 days from the end of their active duty service and no later than 30 days before the EAS if it's a reserve-only affiliation. We'll see how that all plays out. Now, the U.S. and South Korea fired missiles in an exercise following the North Korean ballistic missile demonstration, which, by the way, was done while buddy boy Biden was there. Hours after North Korea fired 3 ballistic missiles off its east coast, the U.S. and South Korea together launched some live-fire missiles of their own. which once again drew some repugnancy from the North Koreans. But to that I say, so what? By the way, Russia is about to do something interesting, which tells me the shape their military is in. Wait till you hear this one. Russia's parliament has passed a law scrapping the upper age limit for people signing up to join the army, in a sign that Moscow may be looking to recruit more troops for its military campaign in Ukraine, older people, more mature, able to handle the stress of battle. That makes sense. Whether or not they'll be able to or not, we'll see. We'll see. By the way, President Vladimir Putin visited wounded soldiers on Wednesday and announced a raft of new social measures and military benefits as an apparent effort to show that Russians, that he was aware times were tough and the war in Ukraine now entered its fourth month. He also visited the wounded at a military hospital in Moscow for the first time since the Ukraine invasion, Vladimir Putin. And two Russian soldiers, captured Russian soldiers, have pled guilty in the Ukraine in a new war crimes trial. They were the second two, makes a total of three now, convicted of war crimes since the war started. That could be interesting, depending on what they find out next. That could be very interesting. By the way, encirclement is a tactic used by both sides in the war between Russia and Ukraine, but it can carry really big risks because the doomed river crossing showed the perils of entrapment in the war's east when the Russians couldn't get across a pontoon bridge and lost 36 pieces of equipment, tanks, on that bridge, which the Ukrainians managed to get back, and they are now repairing it and making it serviceable for their military. How about that? Now that makes perfect sense. That's using your head for something other than a hat rack, as my dad used to say. All right, here comes the music in my ear. That means coming right around the corner. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be on deck. So don't go anywhere. Get ready for him. It's going to be an interesting segment, I guarantee you, because of what we're going to be talking about here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before we get to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to thank everybody in advance because we're going to see a bunch of people tomorrow at Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey, which is the flagship store of the Moss Nissan Family Automotive Group. And I'll be up there from noon to 3, so stop on by. Free hot dogs, free hamburgers, chips, drinks, games for the kids, the whole nine yards. Watch the football game with us, XFL, USL, FL, watch the basketball game, whatever. We'll have sports on, two or three different sporting events going on at the same time always. Now, we're brought to you right now by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Of course, Moss Acura is the one dealership that they have in the Moss family group where you can get a fancy-dancy car called the RDX, and this great SUV is far and away the leader in its class. Now, not only do you get a great deal on a brand new vehicle, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle, which you can save a lot of money on, you also get you serve, you save prices. That means all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, as well as church pastors, get tremendous deals on the cars that they buy, new or certified pre-owned. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and they're at mossacura.com on the website. That's moss, M-A-U-S, acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you can have a great, 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 great time checking them out. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, listen, business is not bad down here. I've been hearing a lot of bad things about depression coming and this, that, and the other. There's a little bit of slowdown here to some of the industries that are going on, but not that much because we have so many people coming down here starting new businesses, and there's a lot of that going on. And I saw several in my trip yesterday around town. I saw several new businesses that weren't there before, and they were all, the parking lots are all full.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the idea that that we're going into some depression, I think that's ridiculous. I really do. I mean, we might hit a slight recession this year, but, you know, people are hanging in there, and, you know, that's anecdotal because, you know, I've got clients all over the country, small business owners. Have they had trouble hiring people? Are they dealing with higher costs? Absolutely. But you know, things, you know, are moving on. We're not dealing with a situation like we had back in 2008, 2009. A lot of the tech wreck has already basically occurred since last summer through today. A lot of those companies have already fallen by the wayside. So I don't see any problems. I mean, granted, you know, you don't know what, you know, major geopolitical event could occur on the horizon down the road. But, you know, right now it's not as bad as everybody's making it out to be.
Yeah. And I will say that it's obvious to me from where I'm sitting that even though some businesses are off in the north, you have to take a look and see where it's the worst. These blue states just don't get it. They still don't get it.
Well, you know, the blue states, they're stuck in their bureaucracies with large governments. They tend to be older states up here, very entrenched, you know, parties that have been involved. You know, this upstate New York, Albany, New York, it's like a socialist capital, for crying out loud. You get the same in other state capitals and other blue states here in the north. So, yeah, it's very difficult for them to grow. And it's very difficult for them to actually attract businesses to their states. And this is why they're kind of mired in the same thing again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're very, very accurate and very true with that statement. Now, the U.S. economy, according to what I've got here in front of me, shrank 1.5% in the first quarter, even though consumers kept spending, or it would have been worse.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, of course, it's going to always be worse. People stop spending, but yeah, the balance sheet for Americans right now pretty good. I mean, you take a look at the amount of money that they saved and put away, as far as money that's in checking accounts and whatnot, it's pretty high right now. I mean, you know, that can slowly deplete. You know, you continue to have high energy costs. I'm sure many people out there are adjusting their budgets in regards to what they're spending on. But even some of the internals in some of the companies, you know, quite frankly, they haven't been that bad. I mean, some retailers are doing better than others, but they're still surviving.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's also true that the Congressional Budget Office is now predicting high inflation all the way through the end of 2023. That wasn't going on until just recently.
I do think that, you know, we're going to continue to see high inflation. I think that once we deal with some of these supply chain issues, I think it'll most certainly help. And obviously, the energy issue is just probably the biggest part right now. I mean, the monetary supply has decreased a significant amount. We still have a long way to go. It looks like the Fed has signaled that they're going to do three rate hikes, 50 basis points. Each moving into the fall, but they really can't go much further than that if we get into a real slowdown or recession. So we'll see.
Are we going to see $6 a gallon gas by the end of the year average all across the country?
I wouldn't surprise me, Captain. Really wouldn't. It really wouldn't surprise me. They're just doing absolutely nothing in Washington. And honestly, all you really need to do is to open up some pipelines and start signaling that you're going to be a little bit more friendly when it comes to supply. That would be a lot to drive the price of oil down. There's a finite amount of oil that's coming out of the ground, but it gets driven up in price based upon the future and what people see is going to happen down the road. That's one of the reasons why it's priced where it is right now.
Well, all we need to do is finish the expansion of the Keystone XL pipeline. That's number one, and that would wake the whole world up to say, uh-oh, here they come.
Yeah, there's a several pipelines that could be done as well. We can get some sort of policy when it comes to modular nuclear reactors. Got to build pipelines into places like in the Northeast to Boston. Start allowing some fracking that take place in upstate New York. You know, Pennsylvania's done real well with that. There's plenty that's out there that they can get out of the ground. And the signal that you're going to allow it, it would definitely affect the price.
Now, what do you think about the fact that guns, we're hearing, are now leading the leading cause for death for American children? I'd have to check that out to make sure, but does that even sound right?
Yeah, I'm not buying that, you know, quite frankly. I'd have to look into that a little bit. I mean, I find that ridiculous. That's the leading cause of death. I don't know. Again, people throw numbers out there, and you got to see, you know, how did you come up with that number? That's sad to be the case, but basically that's going to be happening in places, you know, in inner cities where there's going to be a lot of kids being shot and random bullets here and there. But again, I'd like to see the internals in those numbers.
Yeah, it says it used to be motor vehicle crashes, but now it's guns. This is according to the survey that was done here. By the way, the FDA head is now warning of another baby formula shortage, likely to last until late July, but I just saw where they got another 80,000 pounds of it in.
It's interesting. We're going to be airlifting baby formula for the next couple months.
Yep.
Right here, when they're going to get the everything up and running and can handle the supply chains. Again, this stuff like this shouldn't happen. We should have backups to all sorts of important, supply chains. You know, what if the factory caught fire? Then what? Then what we do? Then we'd be doing this for a long time. How do we not have these things set and ready to go? And again, these are bureaucratic issues with the FDA.
Yeah, you're right. Again, once again, you're absolutely right. Okay, what are you talking about in your show this weekend?
Definitely going to be. I'm going to change it up a little bit. But starting off, I'm going to talk about the massacre in Texas and talk about where we are as a country. And how, you know, we always looked at the piecemeal problems with the stupid legislation that won't do anything rather than look at the hard hand that we have a real problem with our culture here in this country. And we don't deal with mental illness and all of these things, social media and all these things that have occurred. We have to deal with them in a different way. It's more spiritual than it's.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and I hope you enjoyed the weather if you were able to.
You got it.
All right, so take care. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. And I'll be right back with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.